Good morning, good morning. I want to offer you something today. It is based on a Tibetan Buddhist slogan. I've studied these slogans over the years in my meditation study, and they're just like notes to self. That's the way I think of them. They're notes to self that were written or passed on 3,000 years ago. So they have a little bit of a different tongue to them. And this one is, always remember to be a child of illusion. I love this. I hold it lightly in my pocket. And it's a reminder to be in that state of delight and wonder, like a child. Think about it. If you have young children now, watch them. Or remember your children or when you were a child. The wonder, the delight, the joy, the spontaneity that they lived with moment to moment. Now, our children, unfortunately, so many more children are dealing with anxiety now, and it just breaks my heart, because those young years when we could just delight in the first snow, or delight in the cold breeze, or in the, you know, the spontaneous ice cream that you may be presented with. Those spontaneous, delightful, wonderful moments. And we lose that. We lose that capacity to allow ourselves to be delighted with life as we get older, because we get so fixated on having to know, having to have control, having to have things work out in a way that we want them to work out. So today it's just today's morning message is just a reminder to be that child of illusion, right? The child, like, think of illusion like when you're walking through the hall of mirrors at a amusement park, right? And you see yourself in so many different ways. It's like you don't know what's going to happen next. And we don't know what's going to happen next. So I've been thinking about this because of this space that I'm sitting in right now, this place of not knowing. I've just moved all my stuff. I've got cars packed to stuff and stuff in storage and no home to call my own right now. And so I don't know what's going to happen next, but here's the deal. If I go too far, too often into the past, I notice myself getting melancholy. It's very easy, all of us, especially in 2020, to go back to when we used to be able to sit freely in a restaurant, go to live concerts, be in a crowd, in a bar, have gatherings without even thinking about it, even being in school with others without even thinking about it. It's so easy to go back in time and to get sad and melancholy about the way things used to be. I can easily slip back in there. Maybe you do too. I know for me, in the last few weeks, just driving around Valley Forge, walking in the park, being on the main line where I raised my children, where I had my business, where I have so many beautiful friends, it's so easy for me to get sad. I feel my heart hurt thinking about the way that things used to be. And then also on the flip side, if I go too far in the future right now, I think any of us can relate, especially during this election time and not knowing what's going to happen. We are sitting in this liminal space. For me, if I go too far in the future, I am terrified. Like, and that's the word I use, because I have no idea where I'm going to be living. I have no idea where my daughters are going to be living. I have no idea what my life is going to look like even 6 months from now. We don't. And I think, if anything, this pandemic has reminded us that we have no idea what's coming next. And that can be terrifying. So to sit in that space too often, too far ahead, is not healthy, right? It can really grip us. It could hijack us for days. So the sweet spot is in the unfolding of this very moment. Oh, I'm just taking a deep breath thinking about that. It is such a reminder to be that child, not knowing, to be right here in this emergent moment, right here, with a curious mind, with the availability of a child, that availability for something spontaneous to come up and delight you or surprise you. Can we be the child of illusion, just that child in the hall of mirrors, not knowing what's around the next corner, and allowing ourselves to be okay in the not knowing? We go too far ahead, we get terrified. We go too far back, we get melancholy and sad. So here we are in this moment, delighting in the novelty of the next arising moment. And this is my practice. This is what I can offer you today. So join me in this practice. Join me in my many practices, my mental fitness practices and tools of body, of brain, and of biome. The tools that I'm playing with, that I'm working with myself and with others as I coach others, as I lead others, as I play and partner with others. So if you are curious, reach out to me. I want to tell you about the things that are working for me, because let me tell you right here, I don't think I could be doing what I'm doing, this living in total uncertainty, without these grounding practices and products, to be honest with you, these practices and these products. So reach out, let me share with you what I'm doing. 7 minutes, 6 minutes isn't enough to explain it all. So I'd love to engage with you. Get on my mail list. Hear what I am doing day to day. Hear what we are doing as a collective. Thank you for joining me, my friend. I look forward to tomorrow. We've got a great practice in store. Have a fantastic day. Be well.